Boker Tov, and welcome back to another in our ongoing series of Shiurim and Daf Yomi. We're on Yevamot Daf Pei Bet Amud Bet, and as promised, this podcast will take us to the end of Perek Shmini. We are in the middle of the Amud Tanan, and we are going to continue to address Rish Lakish's position, and a position that may have been adopted also by Rabbi Yochanan, that an androgynos cannot feed his wife Truma de Oraita or any other Chaz v'Shok. Tanan, androgynos no se. Now, our Mishnah states androgynos no se, that means an androgynos can play the male role in getting married. And it sounds as if that's the Chatchila, which means he's 100% Zachar, and there should be no reason for him not to feed his wife Truma de Oraita, etc. Tani im nasa. Now, the way it should be read is not no se, but im nasa, meaning b'diavad, if he got married, we consider married l'chumra. Av hanoseik tani, but it says nosei, which means he may get married. V'litamech mayavalo nisa. So look at the second clause, which is, but he cannot be the married one, the passive one. Meaning, elamai nisa, what does nisa mean? Diavad. Meaning, if he was married, it doesn't work. So nosei nami diavad. So therefore it means that the entire clause is b'diavad. If he marries, it's valid, but if he is passively the one married, playing the female role, then it's not valid. Amri lo, that's not the case. Nosei l'chatchila mashma. Whenever you have the word nosei, the sense of it, and any of that which is commonly called the present tense, is understood as l'chatchila. A person may do that. Aval lo nisa, but when it says he is not married, diavad nami lo. That's talking about diavad. Right, so the idea is to create a sort of a polar opposite between him playing the male role, which is the chatchila fine, and playing the female role as accepting marriage from a man, in which case, even b'diavad, it's not fine. So that solves Rish Lakish's problem. Throughout the end of the Mishnah, it said, and we're going to look at this a lot more in today's shiur, Rabbi Elazar says that an androgynos, you're chayiv for sleeping with him. If a male sleeps with him, he's chayav. So it sounds like Tanakama was unclear as to whether somebody is chayav for sleeping with the with an androgynos as a zachar, meaning he doesn't know what his status is. And that should support Rish Lakish that an androgynos is a questionable male. So no, the answer is the opposite. Bein lemar, bein lemar. Tanakama and Rabbi Eliezer agree. Mifshat pshitale. They understand he's certainly a zachar. Ikibenayu skila mishnei mekomot. Their machloket is whether or not you get skila for having relations with him, either as a male or as a female. Demar savach having alav skila mishnei mekomot. Tanakama actually is more machmir. He says not only is the androgynos 100% male, but if you have bia with him in either fashion, you're chayav. Umar savak is zachar. Rabbi Eliezer limits it and says, you're only chayav if you do it as a zachar, meaning anal sex. Amar rav. So now we continue on. Va'ana leita l'matnitin mekami braita. Rav says that we have a position in our Mishnah in which Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon present androgynos as 100% male. However, he says that is trumped by a braita. The Tanya Rabbi Yossi Omer, androgynos bria b'fnei atzmahu. A braita in which Rabbi Yossi says that an androgynos is an independent, unique creature. Chachamim could not decide if he's male or female, which means he's a safek. And if we rule like Rabbi Yossi in the braita, then an androgynos is a safek, which means he cannot l'chatchila get married as a male. It means, of course, he could not feed his wife truma, etc. Wait a second. Why should the Braita trump the Mishnah? So the answer is Midashavkar Biyosi the Barzuge. The question isn't whether the Braita or the Mishnah is valid. They're both valid. The question is which came later, which reflects Rabbi Yossi's final opinion. And so our assessment is as follows. In the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon were together. But since in the Braita, Rabbi Yossi stood alone, evidently he walked away from Rabbi Shimon's position. So it must be that he himself changed his mind, and that he felt that androgynos really is not a male. That's Rav. Shmuel amar late to the bright to become at nitin. Shmuel said the opposite, that the Mishnah trumps. Adrav late to become a brighta. The Mishnah should take a backseat to the brighta. After all, Shmuel famously is always choshesh for the dat yachid, for an isolated opinion. And here, Rabbi Yossi is an isolated opinion. So the answer is, hanimili kilo mitakramat nitin. When does Shmuel choshesh the dat yachid? That's when it doesn't uproot a Mishnah. But if it's going to uproot a Mishnah, meaning in the Mishnah, it's not an isolated opinion. In a bright, that's an isolated opinion, then Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is not going to be choshesh for it. Okay, so now we have the following formulae. Amri Bei Rav Mishmei De Rav. So the school of Rav said the following thing in the name of Rav. Halacha Rabbi Yosef Androgynos Uva Harkova. In two halachot, Androgynos, that's our case, and Harkova, grafting, halacha follows Rabbi Yosef. Ushmuel Amar, and they reported that Shmuel said, Bekoshi V'Kiddush, that halacha follows Rabbi Yosef in two other cases. Koshi and Kiddush, we'll take a look at them right now. Androgynos, what's that? Hadamran, that's our case. In other words, halacha follows Rabbi Yosef following the Braita. Then an androgynos is a safek. Harkova, what's grafting? None. We have a Mishnah, we studied this in Rosh Hashanah. Ein notin ve'ein mavrichin ve'ein markivin erev shvi'it. You're not allowed to plant, and you're not allowed to graft before Shemitah starts. Pachot mishloshim yom lefnei Rosh Hashanah, within 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, tosefet shvi'it. V'im nata v'hivrich v'hirkiv, but if you did such a thing, then ya'akor. Then you have to uproot it. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, kol harkava she'ena koletet b'shlosha yamim, shuv eina koletet. That it needs 3 days in order to take. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, shtei Shabbatot. They said no, it needs 2 weeks, which means you would have to have 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah, and in a minute we're going to add 30 days to that. Rabbi Ravu, ala divrei Omer shloshim, the one who says shloshim, tzarech shloshim shloshim. That means you need 30 plus the 30 of the month before Rosh Hashanah. The one who says you only need 3 days, Rabbi Yehuda, so shlosha or shloshim, it means 33 days. It doesn't mean 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. It means 33 days. It doesn't mean 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. It means 3 days before Rosh Chodesh Elul. The divrei Omer shtei Shabbatot, according to the one who says 2 weeks, Rabbi Yosi, tzarech shtei Shabbatot to shloshim. You need essentially 44 days. So that's the in that Rav says that we paskal like Rabbi Yosi that it's 2 weeks, meaning 6 weeks, sort of. Shmuel Amar, now Shmuel said, Bekoshi v'Kiddush, Vipasaka Kabiosi, in the case of Koshi and Kiddush. Koshi works as follows. A woman who goes into labor pains before giving birth and then has both bleeding and her water breaks, etc., any of the blood that comes out there is called Dam Leida and not Dam Ziva, and she's not a Zava as a result. Question is, how much before the birth can we ascribe the Dam to being Dam Leida? So, Kamaye Kishia. It said it could be a couple months before the birth. This is 1 month. They hold that it's no longer than 2 weeks, so only 2 weeks before the birth and up could we call that dam leida. Good. What's kiddush? Kiddush has to do with kilaim. Kilaim, remember, is planting wheat and grapes together. Let's say you take your grape arbor, and you stretch it over the fellow's, your neighbor's wheat field. Hareza kidesh v'chayav v'acharitad, Rameir says that it's mekadesh the field, and you have to pay for it, because you created the iser. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Ein Adam Oseh, Davar Sheino Shelo, Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon say, you notice Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon are aligned in many of these, that a person cannot ban something which is not his. Which means that you're putting the grapes over there, doesn't affect the other fellow's field, and it's still mutter. And that's the halacha. Now, the question is, Bei Rav ruled like Rabbi Yosi about androgynos and about netia, about harkova. And Bei Shmuel said that Shmuel paskind like Rabbi Yosi about koshi and kiddush. What about the flip? The androgynos maliyam or Shmuel. What would Shmuel say about androgynos? Toshman or Shmuel or Avanan? Late to the Braita, Mekam Manitin. We already saw that Shmuel said, we do not accept the Braita in place of the Mishnah, which means Shmuel rules like Rabbi Yosi in the Mishnah that androgynos is 100% Zachar. Harkava Maliyam Rav Shmuel. What would Shmuel say about Harkava? Toshmad Amalei Shmuel Ravanan. We know Shmuel told his student Ravanan, Tani Kamanda Marshal Shahu Shloshim. You should rule like the one who says 3 days plus the 30, right? And not 2 weeks. Koshi Maliyam Rav. So now what would Rav say about Koshi? Teiku, the answer is we don't know. No information. Kiddush Mali Amarav, what did Rav say about the grape arbor going over the wheat? Rav Yosef Toshma, Da Amarav Hun Amarav, Ein Alacha Rav Yosi. We don't rule like Rav Yosi, and that means that it really is Aser. Now, Abaye, my Chazi, the Samach Tahai, why are you relying on that report of Rav?
Smochahad, the Ravadam Rav, Halacha Krabiosi. We have another report where Rav said Halacha is like Krabiosi. The answer is Amri Bei Rav Manu. When we say Bei Rav, Rav's students, who is that? Rav Huna. It's Rav Huna. Rav Huna Amar, Ein Halacha. Rav Huna is the one who quoted Rav saying, Ein Halacha. He's the most trustworthy carrier, besides Rav Yehuda, of the traditions of Rav. Good. Okay, now, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, in our Mishnah, said that a tumtum is not choletz, right? Because even if you tear him open and find him to be a zachar, if you do surgically open, find him to be a zachar, nonetheless, he's still automatically a saris. Not he might be, he's automatically a saris. So, I mean, my avid lay Rabbi Yehuda, the tumtum de Beri. What would Rabbi Yehuda do with the famous tumtum in the town of Beri? Do it's vua, they course, they put him on a bed, the ikra, and they did surgically open him up, and they found him to be male. Va'olid shemavadim, and he had seven sons. In other words, you're not automatically a saris. Rabbi Yehuda Mali, what would Rabbi Yehuda say? He would say, chazer abanam mi'ayin him. He would say, go check and see where the sons really are from. In other words, he has an ironclad notion that these children cannot be from him, that he cannot give birth, and therefore the children must be from someone else, i.e. mamzerin. Tan Rabbi Yosef Yehuda Omer. Now, Rabbi Yehuda said that a tumtum is a 100% saris. Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, his own son, says, tumtum lo yachlots. Why? Shema yikarav nimtza saris chama. A tumtum should not give chalitza because he may turn out to be a saris. Now, atu called him a kari zachar ave. Wait, we're skipping a step. You're saying he may be surgically opened and found to be a saris. If you have to take one step. Hachi Gamar, this is what it is. Shema yikarav nimtzaz nekeva, and perhaps he'll be opened up and turn out to be a nekeva, a female. Hafilin nimtzaz zachar, and even if he's male, shema yimatzei saris chama, maybe he'll be a saris. Meaning that he does not hold, like his father, that a tumtum that's a male is automatically a saris. So my benayu, what's the difference between him and his father? Amarav alif sobim komachin, v'achlot shalob makomachin ikimanayu. And that is as follows. If this tumtum gives chalitza, there are other brothers, and this tumtum gives chalitza, then does that invalidate her legabe the other brothers? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it doesn't, because his chalitza is meaningless. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, it does, because he's safek, he might be a good guy. And lachlot shlom makom achin, what happens if he's the only brother? According to Rabbi Yehuda, she's free to go. According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, he has to give chalitza misafek, and that's the difference. Amar Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Amar Rav Abba Achua, the Rav Yehuda Bar Zavdi, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. So a long tradition going back to Rav. Androgynos Chayvin Alav Skila Mishtei Mekomot. He disagrees with Rabbi Elazar in our Mishnah and says that an androgynos, if a male sleeps with him, he's Chayev for either form of sleeping with him. Meitevei, Rabbi Elazar Amar Androgynos Chayvin Alav Skila Kebezachar. We have our Mishnah where Rabbi Elazar says you're only Chayev Kebezachar. And he said, "Medvar mamorim bezachut shelo." It's only if it's anal sex, like male homosexuality. V'nakvut shelo, if he somehow finds the whatever vaginal type canal he has, then he's potter. So the answer is, "Hu d'amar ki aitana." Rav has another tana that he relies on. The tana Rishni, "My omer androgynos chayvin alav skila mishte mekomot." You're really chayev in both places. My tama d'Rishni Mai. Why does he say that? Amar Rav v'Barhamduri aspar ali. So Barhamduri was well known as a darshan. Explained it based on the one pasuk that's on the page. V'yatzachar lo tishkav mishkevei isha. Mishkevei isha, plural. Plural forms of lying. Ezo zachar sheish bo shnei mishkevot. So what kind of male is there who has two different forms of being slept with? Haviomer is androgynos. Good. So you see that you chayiv for both. V'rabbanan, so what are the rabbanan who disagree with Rabbi Simoi and say you're only chayiv derech zachrut? What do they say? V'gav di'id bei shnei mishkevot. Even though he has two different methods that are possible, Et Zachar Ktiv, the Torah says, Et Zachar. So it's focusing on the homosexual form. Rabban and Zachar greater Menalahu. So now how do they know that it would be usher even for just a regular male? So the answer is Me Isha. Lo Tishkav Mishkevei Isha. So Be Isha Shalokadarka Menalahu. Now there's a very big principle, which is that a woman, we saw this in several places, that a woman who has Bia Shalokadarka is chayev if it's a forbidden relationship, just as it equal to darka. And we generally learn that from mishkevei isha, to equate shaloka darka to kadarka. But now we need mishkevei isha for this particular thing about androgynous, so where are we going to get that limud from? Mi ve isha. Because it says ve et zachal jikav mishkevei isha, the vav at the beginning hooks in the isha, and that's how we get it. By the way, in our Mishnah, Eliezer said that androgynous is 100% male. You should know that he doesn't apply that everywhere. Shimato American Muktashin Nikdash. If that's the case, then if a person was Makdish, an animal that was androgynous, it should take. It could be male. Omanalandolo Kadesh. How do we know that it doesn't work? The Tana Rabbanan, we have the following famous Braita. Hanirba, an animal that has been the object of bestiality. Vamukta, something that was set aside for Avodah Zarah. Venevad, something that was actually worshipped. Vayetnan, something that was used as part of a sale within a zona. Umechir, something that was sold for a dog. Ventumtum, vandroginos, metamin begadim abeta blia. So any of these things, if they, these animals that die, are metamin begadim if you eat the food. Rabbi Lezer, metumtum, vandroginos, in metamin begadim abeta blia. He disagrees. Rabbi Lezer disagrees about tumtum, vandroginos. These are animals now. Anywhere the Torah specifies Zachar Nekeva, Hatamotzi Tumtum Androgynos B'neim. It does not include Tumtum Androgynos. Zachar means only a Zachar, Nekeva means only a Nekeva, and so we see that Rabbi Eliezer does not say that an Androgynos is a Zachar. Ve'of ho'evlonemar ba'Zachar Nekeva, Yatamotzi Tumtum Androgynos B'neim. Since in the case of birds, it doesn't mention Zachrut and Nakvut, there is no gender specifications when it comes to a korban of an oaf. Therefore, in an oaf, it includes also tumto androgynos. Good, so we see that Rabbi Eliezer does not hold that an androgynos is 100% male for all purposes. Good, now, I'm Rabbi Nachman Yitzchak, Afan and Namintanina. We have a braita also that supports this. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hakilayim Utrefa. Hakilayim is a hybrid animal. And a trefa, Vyotze Dofen, one that was birthed cesarean. Tumto androgynos, lo kedoshin velo makadshin. They cannot themselves be kadosh, and they can't be the source of hekdesh. How's that? These are animals again. Lo kadoshin bitmura, meaning if you're mamir from an animal onto one of these things, and say I'm switching this korbanola for that one onto one of these kind of animals, doesn't work. Velomakachin baose tmura. Velomakachin means they can't be the source of a tmura. Right? So what that means, though, is that this animal is not nitfas behekdesh. Shema minasu. You see that Rabbi Eliezer holds that androgynos is not 100% male. And now, the last piece that we had is Rabbi Eliezer mer chayvin alav skila kezachar, Tanya Amar Rebbe. Kshalach l'mod Torah itzor Rabbi Eliezer ben Shemua. I went to study Torah, that chavru alav talmidav ketarnigolim shalit bukia. All the students came and attacked me like the chickens in Beit Bukia, as they were all coming and kind of harassing me and sitting around me. And they were like expert tarnigolim who knew each other and never let a foreigner come in. They only allowed me to learn one thing. And that was this principle that we saw at the end, that Rabbi Eliezer maintains that androgynos is 100% male vis-a-vis the issue of homosexuality. And specifically, only Derech Zachrut. Hadron Alach Hayarel, Baruch Hashem, we have successfully completed our study of the 8th parak of Yevamot. And Amir Hashem, in the next podcast, we will pick up from the beginning of the 9th parak. Everyone should have a wonderful day.